Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host Rowan Nix.
Hello.
And Aluna Odette.
Hello.
So tonight I want to get you guys started and we can begin the midweek tarot. So Rowan, I would like you to begin.
All right, not a problem. This is going to be our midweek reading and I'm just going to do the typical Celtic cross spread. So give me one moment to shuffle my cards. All right, and let's get started.
And while Rowan is shuffling, you guys, please follow us on our Facebook page at Triple Chalice Tarot. We have a Facebook page, Triple Chalice Tarot. You can find us there. Find us on Twitter also, Instagram, Triple Chalice Tarot.
All right, and I am ready to begin. Okay, so the present significator position is the Ace of Wands. Now, this is a card that represents enlightenment, and I believe this is also the card of the day that I posted earlier. It represents enlightenment. It represents a start to maybe a career path that you've chosen or something that you're passionate about. You're discovering something new about yourself. Now, it is crossed by the cross card, which is the Three of Swords. The Three of Swords is never a good card to get, especially not in a negative or a cross position as it is in now. It represents self-doubt. It represents separation. I think in this case specifically, it's talking about the spirit and the body being separated. So maybe you're feeling run down, but your spirit is feeling uplifted. So you have to connect the two together. Or this could represent an illness, and you just recently got the news about the diagnosis for said illness. The root of this is the Queen of Wands. Now, I'm not getting an outside influence, which normally is what the court cards would suggest. That's the Queen, King, Page, Knight, etc. The Queen of Wands, in this instance, I feel might be past bad decisions. Maybe you were too giving, too nurturing, and you've exhausted your resources. The Queen of Wands represents somebody that is very charismatic, that is very good in crowds and social situations. They're very passionate as well, which can be very draining, especially if you are a water sign or an air sign. We're not really meant to be the life of the party. It kind of weighs us down. The crown card is the Emperor. Now, this is a major arcana card, so this is something that rules over the entirety of your life. This is like a star card, you could say. The Emperor represents somebody that is very much in control of their business, their financial empire, their friends, their household, etc. So that can also be very draining as well. So you're kind of caught between a masculine card, which is the Emperor, and a feminine card, which is the Queen of Wands. So you're basically overexerting yourself. You're giving out too much of your power and your ability, and it's draining you. In the past influences is the Seven of Wands reversed. Now, the Seven of Wands reversed implies that you've been at war with something or someone, and it's just not coming out right. And maybe you started out with several people helping you out, and now it's just you. This is not a good position to be in. So you're feeling very abandoned, or you feel as though the people that were supposed to be around you no longer are. The immediate influences is the King of Wands. Now, the King of Wands is basically the male counterpart to the Queen of Wands, whereas the King of Wands is more of a dominant position. The Queen of Wands is more of a feminine, submissive, entertainer position. This reading could be for a man or a woman. I'm getting that it's a very balanced act of both masculine and feminine energies. So whomever this person is, they're using both sides of themselves actively. The King of Wands implies that the situation will be in your control and that it's you're basically damning yourself here. All of the demons and all the monsters that you're fighting are within yourself and not necessarily from someone else. People are always going to suck, and sometimes we just have to make the best of it, is the King of Wands' place in this, I believe. So the future significator position, so this is the future version of the Ace of Wands, is the Page of Swords. So I'm definitely getting that maybe somebody has been, what's the word, gossiping, or maybe been distrustful in your life, and you're just catching wind of it in the future. You're going to see who this person is, and you're going to be able to identify them very clearly, this negative influence that you've had in your life. The swords often deal with strife, as the Three of Swords crosses. The Page of Swords represents somebody that's bringing that strife into your life. The pages are always messages or incoming influences. The View of Others card, right after the Page of Swords, is the Ten of Swords. So this person that the reading is on is coming out of a very difficult situation. People are viewing it as, they've been down, they've been out, but they're coming out of it. So the Ten of Swords is a bad card to get, but at the same time, it's the end of a cycle, especially ending the year, and we're moving into December, and the solstice is coming up next month. So it's definitely the changing of the tides, so to speak. So if you're going through a bad time right now, if you're feeling run down, if you're feeling that the world is really getting to you, nothing lasts forever. It's only life after all. So this is the switching of that. So while it may be a negative card, it is a positive outcome. The hopes and the fears position is the Hierophant. Now, what I'm getting from the card, because it's in a positive position, I generally read it as a hope that the person that this is about wants sort of a following, wants to be in control of their social situations or their business situations, and wants to be that leader that people believe in, not necessarily because of what you have, but because of who you are. This is very difficult to attain in our society because we are so materialistic. We are very caught up in the ego and the wants and the this and the that. And the Hierophant reminds us that we are spiritual beings, and that's very much what this person craves. The overall sense that I'm getting from the reading is that there is a division within this person of mind and body, of spirit and consciousness, etc. And it's very important to note that while we are here in an egoic sense, we are our individual personalities, we have to commune with all of us as a whole. We're all parts of the whole. We're all parts of the greater divine. So when you remember that, it kind of puts everything else in perspective. On a clear day, you can see forever. The last card that I'm getting is a negative card, and it is the overall advice, which is the Queen of Cups reversed. Now, the Queen of Cups reversed represents somebody that's very wanton, somebody that's very lustful, somebody that is not concerned with the spirit at all. So again, I'm getting that this person's negative qualities are mostly feminine. It's somebody that likes attention, somebody that definitely has that need to be the center of attention a lot of the time, and that's what's getting you into trouble. That is where the division inherently lies between your body and your mind. You're relying too much on the sensory, on the perception of it, instead of on what it actually is, the situation that you're actually in, and the power that you could wield as the King of Wands, which is a more dominant position where you don't have to be quite so underhanded. What do you guys think of the spread, Aluna, Taruk? What are you getting?
Would you like to go to Ruth?
First, I want to say, you know, that was beautifully executed, Rowan. That
Thank
was
you.
A marvelous reading. Definitely. Well, you know, the first card, which was the Queen of Wands, the root card. So, you know, this is, like you said, the Queen of Wands is a person who wants to get, you know, lots of attention. They are the person who is the life of the party. You know, they are, you know, attractive. You know, the Queen of Wands, this card has to do a lot with magnetism also. And the fact that the crown is the emperor, you know, this could be a very bossy person too. So you are very magnetic. You're very charming. You're very elegant. You know, you have this magnetism that draws people to you. But when they are finally there, you have this very powerful, imposing impression on them. And it seems like, you know, with the view of others, the Ten of Swords, it seems like that's not good, you know. It seems like this person needs to work on the way that they handle people. It seems like you're using your abilities of attraction and to bring people to you for not good purposes, you know. But it seems like the hopes and fears of this person, like you said, is the Hierophant. So there's a part of you that wants to be this guide or be this type of leadership for people, but you're not using your abilities the right way. Does that sound correct to you, Rowan?
It does. The impression that I'm getting is that this person's energy is very forced, whereas they don't really, they're the kind of person that doesn't have to try, but for whatever reason, this person is trying very hard, and that does not translate well to others, as you so eloquently put, with the Ten of Swords. You know, so this is somebody that needs to sit down, in my opinion.
Definitely, and even with the Queen of Wands, you said the Queen of Wands reversed was the overall.
The Queen of Cups reversed. Right, was the advice of the spread.
So, you know, the Queen of Cups, this is a more relaxed type of person. You know, maybe the opposite of what the Queen of Wands is supposed to be. So maybe, you know, this person needs to, like you said, take several seats. You need to sit down and stop being so hot, stop being so demanding of people's energy, and then having this type of aggressive nature to you that's really turning off people, because the Ten of Swords, that's not a good card. You know, the Ten of Swords, it's really one of the worst ones, and that's a card of loss, of losing everything, of emptiness, of desolation, of emptiness. So definitely, you know, whoever out there is listening that you feel like this resonates with you, you seriously have some things to work on as far as, like, your personality. I mean, I don't want to sound too harsh or anything, but, you know, this card and this reading is definitely pointing in that direction, that you have a lot of things that you're needing to work on. But you know what? With the immediate influences, I'm looking here, the King of Wands, you know, the King of Wands is a more relaxing card in contrast to the Queen, because, you know, especially in my effect, you know, the King of Wands, this is a person who is respectful, you know, somebody who does not impose their power. They're not dominating, they're not domineering to people, somebody who is more relaxed. So maybe, you know, this person needs to focus on the King of Wands energy and bring that forward. Aluna, what do you think?
Well, listening to you both, I was just really, again, Rowan, you served a really good reading. All cards on the floor. And one, the wands that were present in this are many. You know, there are a lot of wands. I felt that, Taruk, you as well brought your perspective. But I totally see something different in this reading. I'm just going to go ahead with what's coming to me. So in the present, the Ace of Wands, I feel that this is a budding spark of someone having a goal or dream or desire, you know, it's that first, you know, because the wands and the ace, they represent that present, that initiation, that spark. So here we see that initial spark, and I feel like this is an idea or goal or dream that someone has. The three of swords being crossed, though, I feel that there are some people around this person who this reading is for that probably aren't uplifting them with the things that they're saying. You know, they're not as supportive. They bring a lot of doubt and self sort of criticism to the person's work or what they're aspiring for. Now, the root being the Queen of Wands, I see that this person does have, like you all picked up on, that magnetic personality, that very sort of whimsical, easily charming, naturally charming attitude about themselves, and they really don't have to work that hard to be liked by people. The crown being the emperor, though, is saying to me that this person, although that they have this sort of magnetism about them, that they're a bit calculatory and almost cruel. You know, the emperor is very stone and stern. He is known as the patriarch. You know, he is ruling his kingdom, but he's not afraid to rule it with an iron fist, and he's not afraid to chop some heads on the chopping block. And this energy, you know, that being in the crown, being at the very top and what's ruling, and coming to the next, which was the past being the Seven of Wands reverse, I feel like this person has walked into the energy of the Emperor because of dealing with past, because the Seven of Wands is known as you having to stand and defend yourself, defend your beliefs and your views against other people. So people have always been sort of antagonizing you, picking on you, maybe bullying you, and this reversal and it being in the past is showing that you've overcome that, and who you've developed, this persona that you developed that's ruling you, is the Emperor. Now, what follows is the immediate influences, which is the King of Wands, and I'm kind of seeing this as saying that although you are this person, you still hold true to traditional values. You haven't let it all go. The Emperor is not all bad, you know, but I feel like going off of what Tarouk said, maybe finding yourself walking into more of the respect and traditional values, don't be too cold to others, you know? And I'm seeing that with the Ten of Swords, like you guys, the future significator, the Page of Swords, is kind of saying to me the message that Rowan picked up on, that you're diving a bit into the gossipy. You're diving a bit into being too focused on what other people are saying. And you might even be the one who goes around looking, maybe looking on other people's Facebook or something,
for sure,
to see what they're saying about you. And to stay away from that, you know, if you know someone doesn't like you, or you're having a problem with someone and you know them to be one who, through subtle memes and other sort of sort of underhanded tactics to make you feel a certain way, stay away from that. Don't engage in that, because it'll bring you back to the person that you're trying to veer away from. And that's what I felt was picked up on with the Hierophant. Okay, the Hierophant is kind of saying that you want to be more of this spiritually inclined person. You are seeking the higher good of you're looking for the higher good in humanity and within yourself, you know, but dealing with others in the views of others being the Ten of Swords, you know, it's like you almost have given up on humanity as a whole, and it really is. There's so many signs out there to make you feel that way constantly. You know, we just turn on TV and there's just so much, but this Hierophant is the tugging of your soul. You know, this is who you're really meant to be. And if you miss out on that by trying to hold fast and be cruel and calculatory to get your way, you're going to miss out on your greatest life's lesson and being here. And to top it all off, the overall advice, being the Queen of Cups reverse. Now, the Queen of Cups represents emotional maturity, psychic intuition, you know, deeper subconscious connection. So that being reversed, I think it's almost saying to you to not be so sensitive, not be so sensitive all the time by, you know, dealing with the Three of Swords or dealing with people who might be in opposition to what you believe or what you value or what you stand for, because that's what makes the world go around. You know, it's so many of us here, and we all come from different spectrums, and that's okay for us to clash, you know, but don't let those experiences or dealing with other people or episodes turn you into one of them. Don't end up being like one of them out there being shrewd and no, your higher calling is to be the Hierophant. Your higher calling is to be spiritually and mentally and physically develop, mature, and having a bit of introspection towards that at all times. So that's what I picked up on it for the reading.
I think you did an amazing job. I think you really brought an insight to it, because I read it, but I think you read it, whoever this person is listening. This is definitely a wake-up call, I feel. You know, there are a lot of negative cards, but it's not life or death. It's simply advice, which is what we're here to give. Sometimes the cards are more negative. It's not all, you know, pentacles and cups. You know, we have to deal with swords a lot of the time. So I think it's very important to our listeners that you realize that part of living and becoming that spiritually evolved person that we all strive to be is to let go of the mundane and let go of the pettiness and the this and the ego, which is a struggle even for me. You know, I'll be vulnerable and say that as well. You know, it's something I go through on a daily basis, because people can be really shallow, and it's very difficult to be the higher person and the more spiritually conscious person and say, you know what? This is your path that you're walking. It's your path that you're perpetuating, and I'm not going to support it. I'm not going to give energy to it. I'm going to give energy to myself and my goals and my dreams, which is why we're here.
Right. So, Tarouk, what about you? I mean, how did you feel about tying this reading all together, how each of us brought different perspectives to it?
It was great, yeah. I mean, everybody, you know, brought in their view, and it was beautiful. I agree with everything everybody said, definitely.
And how do you personally deal with it when you have more negative people in your path that may come in contact with you?
Negative people in my path, I get rid of them. I don't want to deal with negativity, with negative people. Yeah, I have few people in my life. I don't deal with negative people. I don't even... I cut them out. I cut them out of my life quick.
I have a very good friend of mine that I've been friends with for a couple of years now, and they gave me a good piece of advice in a reading that I had from them once, which was have few friends so that you can count them on one hand. Because if you have the fewer friends that you have, the less drama that you have, because we all bring along our own drama, our own baggage, our own life experiences. So the less people that you have around you, you know, it's better to have a group rather than a congregation or an audience, in this person's case.
Yeah, and I could definitely.
And I think, tying along with the reading, I feel like, and where it started with having that goal and that drive, and I'm almost seeing that this person either wants to speak or be viewed as sort of like a counselor of some sort of, or maybe bringing some maybe music, and it's very hard because you're going to face the criticism, you're going to face the harsh reality of just dealing with people that are not for what you are for or who you stand as, for whatever numerous of reasons. Sometimes reasons so petty and mundane that it just, all you can do is just kind of throw up your hands and laugh, but that's what you should do. Know that is what you need to do to better yourself, to throw up your hands and just laugh, because the sooner you realize that you cannot control everyone, you cannot win over, you can't charm everyone, you can't control everyone, you can't sort of win everyone over, it'll be more liberating. It'll definitely be more liberating to let all of that go and just sort of, all right, so they said that, whatever, I'm moving on. And that's the best piece of advice that I think all of us can take.
No, I think it's the best piece that's been given this evening. Just laugh it off, because, you know, like I said, it's only life after all. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
well,
yeah, I,
that
mm-hmm.
is going to wrap up pretty much our show. I think this was a great midweek reading. Now, for our Saturday show, be sure to tune in. We're going to be finished, well, furthering our dive into the Pentacle Suite, suit of the tarot deck. And what we're doing is every Saturday, we're diving into each one through all 14 cards, 14 of the deck, and then we'll make our way to the major arcana. So if you're interested in that, interested in learning deeper about the meanings within the pentacles, which we're on right now, then check us out Saturday. And also, like our Facebook page, we put in cards of the day. We do all sorts of posts, and we'll let you guys know. We'll let you guys know when we'll be doing another good giveaway, like free reading. So with that being said, I wanted to say good night. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Nope. Good night. Thank you so much for listening, guys.
Good night. Bye, guys.
Okay.